بوكر توف يوم خميسي بشبات كودش. Today's the 16th of Av. So continuing with Siman Resh Nun Vav, the Shulchan Aruch was discussing the two tzedakah funds. There was the Tamhui and there was the Kupa. Tamhui was a food distribution that happened every day before nightfall, and the Kupa was a monetary distribution that happened once a week before Shabbat. So we spoke about who's eligible for what. We said last we spoke about was one who has meals for that day is not eligible for Tamhoi. One who has meals for the entire week, which the Gemara brings down a machloket, is either 14 or 15 meals, is not eligible to collect from the kupa. Now, we're going to speak about the collection of kupa. Says Manan, Hakupa ena nigvet bepachot mishnayim. Which means that the money for the kupa, not the food, but the money for the kupa shel tzedakah is collected with no less than two people, because you cannot force, you cannot exert authority over the tzibur with less than two people. No such thing as one person exerting authority. There's no, I mean, right now this is not a monarchy, but even so, two people, even though they are, these are people that are empowered by the Beit Din, nevertheless, it has to be two people. Aval le'echad shenigbet, aval le'achar shenigbet, echad ne'eman aleha liyot gizba. Which means once it's collected, it's not like we don't believe, we don't put faith in one person. No. The matter is exerting authority over people, that needs two. Once it's collected, though, you don't need two people acting as treasurers for the kupa shel tzedakah. One person is sufficient. So he says, v'chen yicholim limanot shnei achim liyot gizbarim. So you can also put two brothers, although two brothers are pasule aidut. Nevertheless, this is not an issue of believability. This is an issue of this kind of person. Even one is enough. So since one is enough, you can put two people up there too. That we did. Ve'enam itchaleket ela bishlosha lefi shehi kedinei mamonot le'ayin kol ani ve'ani kama ra'uy liten lo, which means that when it is distributed, distribution, so collection requires two, and distribution requires three. Why? Because it's like din. It's like the person is passing judgment. You have to determine which ani is ra'ui, who's not ra'ui. And remember, if you take away from a person who really does need, or gives it to a person, you give it to a person who really doesn't need, every cent that you give to a person who doesn't need it is being taken away from a person who does need it. So there is an element of din going on. Ve'en danin dine mamonot pachot mishlosha. Not, I would assume, you know. He has to understand basic. He's got to know hilchot tzedakah. He's got to know the list of priority. He has to know what constitutes, we spoke about in the previous simanim, what constitutes an ani. He doesn't have to be necessarily a dayan, okay, but he has to have basic knowledge of hilchot tzedakah in order to be able to pass judgment on who's eligible for the tzedakah and who is not. Betamchoy, kama shemitchalek bishlosha, kachen lo nigva ela bishlosha, lefi sheino davar katzuv, utzrichim le'ayin al kol echad ve'echad kama ra'uy sheiten. In some ways, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Tamchui, which is the food collection and distribution, the food pantry, is more hamur than the money. Why is that? Because with regards to Tamchui, not only does it have to be distributed with three, it's got to be collected with three as well. The reason for that is, unlike by Kupash and Tzedakah, everybody has, Beit Din puts a set amount of money that a person has to, you know, that the townspeople have to donate per week. Fine. So you don't have to be such a genius to see whether the guy is giving it or not. Either he's giving it or not. With regards to distribution, you have to see who's eligible. Whereas with regards to Tamchui, it's not, you know, even collection, you don't know, you have to determine how much the person can give, how much, you know, how much did you make, how much are you, you know, are you able to give? So over there, since you have to not only assess the people that you're distributing it to, you have to assess the people who you're collecting it from. So even the collection of the tamhoi has to be done bishlosha. That's so, which means anytime that there's an element of assessment or analysis, that has to be done bishlosha, similar to a din Torah. So, says the says the Beritiv. Srara, why is tzedakah, why is collecting tzedakah considered exerting authority? So he says, "V'agabaut srarahu shememashkinim al tzedakah kmo shekatavnu b'siman rishmim chet," which means that gabaut, being a tzedakah collector, is a form of authority, exerting authority, and the reason for that is very simple. Because if a person doesn't give what the gabaim assess him, they are allowed to impose liens and take collaterals until he actually pays the tzedakah. Obviously, empowered by Beddin. They're not, you know, some vigilantes. They have the power from Beddin. Aval, mikol makom, when you go to put a lien on a person's property or take collaterals by force until the guy pays the tzedakah, that is a form of srara. To say, no, I'm taking your stuff until you pay. So, says the Shulchan Aruch Vayta. Hatamchui nikba bechol yom, ve'akupa me'ayrev Shabbat le'ayrev Shabbat. So, we spoke about this the other day. Tamchui is collected and distributed every day. Kupa is distributed once a week on Erev Shabbat. Hatamchui la'anye olam, ve'akupa la'anye otah ayir bilvad. Tamchui is even for anim who are passersby, which means it's for the people of the city, anim of the city, plus people who pass by. Why? Because like we said, we're much less medakdik with food than we are with money. Why? There's much less bad things that an ani, or let's say a con artist, can do with food than with money. And therefore what? The tamhui, and also what? Tamhui, the food, is a much more immediate need than money. And therefore, even if you have anim that are passing by, and you cannot necessarily ascertain who they are, the validity of their aniyut, where they came from, b'chule b'chule, you give them from the tamhui, along with, meaning you allow them to collect from the food pantry along with everybody else. However, the kupash and tzedakah, the monetary distribution which happens on Erev Shabbat, is only la'aniye ha'ir bilvad. Zeh. Now, rasha'im b'nei ha'ir la'asot kupa tamchui v'tamchui kupa ulshanotam lechol ma shiyirtzu mitzorkesh tzibur ve'af al pi shelo yitnu ken b'sha'a shegavu. Which means, the people of the city, if the gizbarim, the gabaim, so decide, they can kind of relocate or allocate funds from the kupa to tamchui, from tamchui to tzedakah, to kupash and tzedakah, or to other, you know, civic needs of whatever's going on in the city at the time, even though the people giving at the time didn't say, okay, I'm giving to you for this, but if you need to use it for anything else, even though when they collected it, the people gave it al da'at kupash and tzedakah, al da'at tamchui, nevertheless, it's mutar to be mishaneh, even after it's ba'am liyad gabay. In general, there's halacha, we haven't seen it yet. It happens many times, it's very common. What happens if a person had in mind to give money to a certain tzedakah? And something happened, and either it's no longer relevant, or whatever it is, so what do you do then? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down later from the Gemara, that you're allowed to be mishaneh mitzedakah litzedakah, ad sheyavo liyad gabay. Which means until it comes to the hands of the collector, you are allowed to, you know, pick and choose, you know, I guess, ultimately. No, no, it has to be to another tzedakah until it comes to the hand of the gabai or into the rishus. For instance, many times people have tzedakah boxes at home from different organizations. That is considered the domain of, that's considered kilav shel adam, konin lo bechon makom, which means it's considered the vessel of that specific organization. Once you put money in there, it belongs to them. You cannot give it anywhere else. Right? That's a different story. Sometimes people like to also shift funds. Unless you have like a random tzedakah box at home that's your own, then you could choose whatever to do with it. But if you have, let's say, a tzedakah box from a certain organization, that belongs to them, and any money that goes into their kelim, that's the Gemara says, kelav shel adam konim lo bechol makom. Yeah? Yeah, that's better. Yeah. So your money gets diplomatic immunity in their tzedakah box. Aval, with regards to Bnei Ha'ir, it doesn't work like that. The Gabaim have reshut, they have specific reshut from Bedin to distribute money any which way. Again, obviously, it's got to be with some sort of cheshbon. They collect it for Tamchoi, they can't be, oh, forget it. There has to be a reason. Maybe they have a surplus in the Tamchoi, so they want to divert some of the funds them. Yeah, that's the way it works. So when was the last time Gabbaim had a surplus of anything? They're there. Yeah. Yeah, by the Mishkan. So that was the end of it. So yeah. The Ba'alei HaMusar say that when it comes to, you see all sorts of unworthy causes in Am Yisrael, tons of money. Money coming out of the, I don't know where. And they have properties that are, you know, they take up blocks and stuff like that, where it's something that's anti-Torah, the Satan has no problem allocating money to them. But when it comes to things, to real causes, to yeshivot, to kulanim, to, you know, things that are mamash kodesh, so over there you have to fight for every penny. Because the Satan puts up a big fight over there. He doesn't want it to happen. So, you know, yeshivot, I tell people all the time, people ask me, you know, it's all, Talmidim and Bnei Torah, they ask about going into, going into being rebbeim, to being teachers, you know, stuff like that. So I told them a famous line that I heard from my rebbe, which is that nobody goes into chinuch, nobody goes into being a rebbe or whatever to make money. That's not the idea. It's not what people go into. Okay, you have to make a living, and there's a shum safek. But if you want to make money, it's not the field. Yeah. People think, you know, if I get a degree, if I don't get a degree, it's true. Yes, but ktsat, you know, you get a ma'ala. But that's not a money-making business. That's not a, you know, being a rabbi in yeshiva is not a cash cow. So, aval, because of the aval. But it's a responsibility. You're teaching yaldei, right? The b'nei uvnot Yisrael, you're teaching them, teaching the next generation. You have to bring up another generation of b'nei Torah. It's not pashut. They're entrusted. If a person's a rebbe, there's a tremendous achrayut. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. Is it? Achrayut gedola meod. Yeah, so he says it like this. You teach him wrong. Shalom v'racha.
Okay.
Okay, so Rabotai, we're continuing. Just the halacha over here. Oh, v'im haya b'mdina chacham gadol she'akol govim al da'ato v'hu yechalek la'aniim kefi ma she'yireh, harei ze yechol leshanot lechol ma she'yireh lo mitzorkei tzibur. If in the vicinity they had a chacham gadol, that everybody, whenever they collect tzedakah, it's al da'ato, meaning whatever he says flies. So, halevai, because a chacham gadol, and people trust him, they believe in him. So then, he's the determining factor. The Gabbaim have to go through that Chacham, and Chacham, he's the only one who can call the shots and say, okay, you know what? We're going to divert the money from the Tempoi to the Kupa to the other Tzorkei Rabim to Mikvaot and Yodama, whatever else it is. But he calls the shots because people usually donate Al Piv. People donate based on his Da'at. Says the Rama. The same thing would apply. Let's say you don't have a Chacham Gadol. We have a Gabbai that everybody trusts him. They say, your call. Whatever he says, I'm collecting for Tempo. He says, Baba, whatever you say, I'm good with. I trust you. Same thing. The idea is he's vested with the same authority that the Chacham Gadol is that people trust him. Same idea. Aval. Which means that let's say a person on his own was memaneh gabai, and now the bnei ha'ir want to change it. It doesn't work like that. Why? Because this is a person's personally appointed gabai. You cannot just say the bnei ha'ir, okay, so now change it to something else. I trusted this guy. You can't come and you know impose your da'at on my gabai. No, this person is it still has to be collected with two. We're talking now only in terms of diverting money.
Oh,
yeah. Which means, if the guy, when he gave the money, he said, I'm giving it to you for Aniya Ha'ir, or for whatever other cause that he mentions at the time, the halacha is that once he specified at the time of Netina, that this is where it's going, it should go for that. You can't even change it for Talmud Torah. The yeshiva needs some funds, the kolon needs some funds. Zeron Shane. He said, he specified, unless he says, I know you're collecting for that, but I trust you, whatever you want to do. But if you said specifically this is what it goes for, you can't be mishtamim. It's a gezin. You gave it specifically for that cause. You can't change it.
He says the Rama, B'nei ha'ir sheminu gabai v'nitparda ha'vila v'nifredu ze mizze v'adayin ma'ot tzedaka b'yad ha'gabai.
Very interesting. Let's say, you know, not too long ago, about, 50 years ago or so, you know, one of the most up-and-coming neighborhoods in Brooklyn was in Brownsville, in Bed-Stuy, you know, that area. They're very, very, Chaim Berlin started in Brownsville, Chafetz Chaim started in Brownsville, a lot of big yeshivas started there. So, and then they moved to Williamsburg, whatever. So these were very big places. So imagine you have a Jewish community in one of these places, and then they appointed a Gabbai Tzedakah. Gabbai Tzedakah collected money, and then the community fell apart. People moved out. So now what do you do? He still has money. What does he do? So go find them now. Go find all the people. What does he do with the tzedakah that they collected? Right?
So he says over here, אם היה רשות ביד הגבאי בתחילה לעשות מה שירצה, גם אתה יעשה מה שירצה.
If, obviously, he had the permission to do whatever tzedakah he wanted with the money, so now he has the money, still has permission to do whatever he wants, even though the community disbanded.
But, ואם בתחילה הוא צריך למלך בבני העיר, גם עכשיו יעשה כן.
Says, let's say every time he wanted to give funds, he had to go ask permission from the Bnei Ha'ir, he's got to do that now too. Even though, there's no Bnei Ha'ir anymore.
Yeah? So he says, ואם אי אפשר לו למלך, או שאינן יכולים להשוות דעתם, יעשה הגבאי מה שירצה, ובלבד שיעשה בו דבר מצווה.
Says the Ma'arik, that the Ramah quotes, that if, let's say, he can't find them, or let's say now that they're disbanded, they can't decide on one thing, right? This Bnei Ha'ir says, give it to Williamsburg. And that one says, give it to Florida. And that one says, give it to Nativ. And this, kol echad, you know, everyone's being moshech lakivun shelo, but so he says, yalla. Kishes them, and he says, okay, I'm going to do what I want. As long as he does the Dvar Mitzvah, then it is mutar to do so. Tov, ad kan la hayom, Bezat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Yom tov, atzlacha rabbah.